Kansas cattleman Pete Farrell almost lost his ranch in the recent drought that swept through the United States. But he credits a series of 100-meter-tall wind turbines situated on his property for saving his business.
In my case, it doubled my income stream and enabled me to literally weather the storm. You know, it was essential in my ability to maintain my livelihood.
Wind farms like Farrell's are now a common sight throughout the United States. This alternative energy source helps power America while providing an alternative source of income for landowners.
The wind blows even during a drought. It may be our best drought-resistant crop that we have. And a lot of farmers and ranchers have really waken up to that fact.
But while farmers are waking up to that fact, so are U.S. lawmakers, who scrutinize programs like the Federal Renewable Energy Production Tax Credit when attempting to end tax breaks to close budget deficits. The credit, which gives a 2.2 cent per kilowatt hour tax break to renewable energy production facilities, was shelved until last-minute negotiations brought the program back to life in January. Farrell says the program was critical to him.
The production tax credit absolutely drove the first project that I worked on the ranch, and it was essential to seeing that completed.
The production tax credit, which has been offered off and on to renewable energy providers since 1992, is set to expire again at the end of this year. Farrell says with it go jobs and the stability of the industry.
The wind industry tends to kind of bounce with the production tax credit. Immediately drops off, jobs are lost. There's a huge sucking sound as money is pulled out of the industry, and then as it's renewed, investments are renewed.
The credit helps companies like EDP Renewables, the third largest provider of wind farms in the U.S., compete with more traditional sources of energy, like coal and gas, says Project Management Director Aaron Bowser.
All sources of energy do get some sort of subsidy from the government, both federal and locally. So we want there to be a level playing field, and we know that we can succeed if that exists.
At Wind Power 13, the industry's largest trade show in the United States, the incoming CEO of the American Wind Energy Association, Tom Kiernan, told attendees his priority is getting the production tax credit renewed and encouraging lawmakers to develop longer-term tax policies. In the meantime, energy companies are taking advantage of the current program, which grants the credit to facilities that begin construction on new wind farms by the end of the year. Kane Fairbaum, VOA News, Ellsworth, Illinois.